Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. All the ends of the earth have seen, Alleluia, the salvation of our God, Alleluia. When Christ was born at Bethlehem, the heedless world slept on, and only simple shepherds heard that God's own word had come. But when the Savior comes again, with thunder or with fire, the cosmos will itself behold his splendor and his power. Then shall the pure of heart be blessed, as mild he comes to them, as when upon the Virgin's breast he lay at Bethlehem. He gently came to those with faith, but stronger now to save, for having felt the sting of death and having burst the grave. Come dwell in us, O Christ, that we may know you as our friend. Come share with us beyond our pain the joy that cannot end. O Abba, hear this song of hope brought by your saving Son, that in your Spirit we may live and praise you ever one. With you as my light and my help, how can I be afraid? Adonai is my light and my help, whom should I fear? Adonai is the stronghold of my life, before whom should I tremble? When the violent draw near to eat me alive, the mob, eager to kill, will stumble and fall. Should battalions lay siege around me, my heart would not fear. Should war break out against me, even then would I trust. There is one thing I ask of Adonai, this one thing do I seek, to live in the house of God every day of my life, caught up in God's splendor and beauty, at prayer in the temple. Adonai will hide me there, hide my life from attack, a sheltering tent around me, a firm rock below. I am now beyond the reach of those who lay siege around me, and I will offer a sacrifice of joy. I will play and sing praise to God. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. With you as my light and my help, how can I be afraid?
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. God sent the Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for the sake of sin, condemned sin in the flesh, so that the righteous decree of the law might be fulfilled in us who live not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh are concerned with the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, with the things of the Spirit. Thanks be to God.
The Word was made flesh. Alleluia, alleluia. The Word was made flesh. Alleluia, alleluia. And lived among us. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the holy breath of love. The Word was made flesh. Alleluia, alleluia.
I have come forth from God into the world. I have not come of myself, but the Abba sent me. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches, rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. I have come forth from God into the world. I have not come of myself, but the Abba sent me. Let us pray to Christ our Savior. O Savior, save us. Son of the living God, O Savior, save us. Son of earth, human one, O Savior, save us. Son of Abraham, Israel, and David, O Savior, save us. Son of Mary, Ruth, Rachel, Rebecca, and Sarah, O Savior, save us.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
God of endless love and compassion, we praise you for creating us in your own image and likeness, and even more, for restoring us in Christ Jesus, your living Word. As we celebrate his birth, May we live his gospel, for he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the birth of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, bring all humanity to salvation. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Loving Mother of our Savior, holding open heaven's only hope, star for steerage in this vastness, rise to help us save the sinking. Nature's greatest wonder, you have borne your own true maker, giving human life to him. Virgin ever before and after, that good news from Gabriel, word of life for living, tell it now, mercy to all people. The angel of the Lord brought the message to Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. God of light and life, you have made us glad through the fruitful virginity of Blessed Mary. Let us join her in praising you for the great mystery of your word made flesh in Jesus, our Emmanuel. Amen.